Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance is having a few issues. He's having some problems this morning, so we will continue on until he can make his way in, if he can make his way in. And if not, you got us. You got me and Dell. Dell on the board working it. Now, don't you wish you had Abigail here today? Yeah. I mean, and wouldn't that be good for everybody anyway, just to see Abigail instead of you on Twitch? Well, by the way, where are you on? Where are you on the video? How come it's only me?
I don't know. I came in and the camera wouldn't display, so I can only get you on, and if Lance gets in, we'll have him on there too.
Well, the Twitchers are going to be pissed that they can't see you, Doug.
Well, Abigail's not here, so they don't have to worry about it.
What's not here?
Abigail's not here, so they don't have to worry about the in-camera option in the control room working.
That is true. If for those of you that have been watching the last few days, we've got a new look down here. You can see a little pool table and the pictures downstairs. In the basement. They threw me in the basement. My wife threw me in the basement so she doesn't have to hear the show in the morning while she sleeps. It's 5 o'clock in the morning here. So, but coming back on Sunday, and we'll be back in the city of Houston for, I think, about 3 weeks. So that'll be fun to be back in Houston. I can tell you that for a fact. I am looking forward to being back in Houston. So back and forth now. For those of you that haven't heard, my wife is the general manager of KABC here in Los Angeles, so I'll be going back and forth as long as I can possibly do it. But a lot of shows work remotely. I know the show up against us on 610 forever. Seth was in New York, I believe, for a long time. I think he still does the show often from there. So it's not a big deal. I know Sean Salisbury as well, the other morning show here in the city of Houston. I know he does a lot of remote work too. So I'm a remote sometimes guy. But I'm going to be back and forth in the city of Houston because that's my favorite city in the world. And it's my favorite baseball team in the world. And they, once again, man, was that a nail biter or what? And for whatever reason, I don't know what it is about the eighth inning, but there's going to be danger lurking. So Taylor Scott came in and he pitched the seventh. Ryan Pressly had thrown a lot of pitches the day before. So in came Taylor Scott in the seventh inning. Actually, came in the sixth inning because Caleb Ort really struggled with a couple of walks, and then Scott came back out and took care of business in the seventh. He looks good, man. Taylor Scott looks really, really, really good. Oh no, he just got to 2/3 of an inning, and Abreu, that was the seventh. That's right, because Blanco went six. Ort came in the seventh for whatever reason. He used Caleb Ort in the seventh inning, and then Taylor Scott got him out of the seventh. But Brian Abreu in the eighth did not take care of business. Brian Abreu gave up the run in the eighth inning. He did have three strikeouts, but he had one walk, no strikeouts, and he gave up the earned run. It was a bit of a manufactured run. He's on first base, and he is stealing on Brian Abreu, and he gets the stolen base. Well, actually, he didn't get the stolen base, but he didn't get the force out on what would have been a double play ball. So the way that they scored was Walls is running. Then he steals third base, and then he gets home on a ground ball to second base, and Altuve looked like he had him. It was a bang-bang play, but Walls got in there. That was just a manufactured run that Brian Abreu gave up. Could have been a double play. With a slower runner at first base, they would have had a double play, but they didn't. And he stole third on him, and then he got home on a ground ball. So it wasn't like Brian Abreu was knocked around the park. He didn't have any strikeouts yesterday, but Brian Abreu has been pretty darn good. Other than the two runs he gave up in Boston since the All-Star break, those are the first three runs that he's given up since the All-Star break. Before that, he had had a little rest, and he gave up a couple of runs in a couple of outings, which you were starting to wonder, is Brian Abreu okay? Brian Abreu is excellent. I don't know about you, but anytime Brian Abreu comes into the game, I am okay with that. I feel very confident that Brian Abreu is going to get you through that. He's a horse. But nobody was better than Josh Hader last night. Nobody. I mean, from a guy who last year would not work two innings to a guy who not only keeps them down in the ninth inning, but comes back in the tenth when you've got a one-run lead. Now, you got a one-run lead only because, I don't know, Gary Pettit's got to send the runner. He's got to send the runner. Two outs, and the base is loaded, and you get a base hit up the middle by Mauricio Dubon, and you stop Jake Meyers, probably your fastest guy on your team, and you stop him at third base when he's running with the I just go. Because, and you got to consider who's up after that. And Chaz McCormick is up after that with two outs. So you really, I mean, Chaz, you want to talk about struggling. 198, he struck out four times. He had the golden sombrero last night. He is really bad. You got to know who's up, how many outs, who's running, and take that chance. Now, he might have been thrown out. I mean, it looked like it was a pretty good throw to the plate. But you still got to take the chance, right? With two outs, send the runner. Send the runner. And unfortunately, you just came up with a one run in the inning. And then Josh Hader comes in and takes and just shuts it down with a runner on second. He was fantastic. I know I got a buddy who's in Green Bay who was watching him when he was in Milwaukee. And he said he just sucked. And he did. He had a bad year in Milwaukee. But for the most part, Josh Hader was great. And Josh Hader has a different attitude than he did in San Diego. Well, in a contract year, he said, I ain't pitching two innings. I ain't pitching. And now, with his five-year deal, $95 million deal, this dude will do anything. He'll do anything that'll help the team win. It's a bit expensive. But he was a bit expensive. But is he not? And he's given up home runs this year. There's no question about that. But is it not worth it when Josh Hader comes out on the mound and it's the ninth inning? I know that he has given up. He's given up some. And you know what? He's lost some ball games, and that's just fine. He's got the win yesterday. He's 5-6 overall. He's got a 3.48. Which isn't great for a closer. He's got 26 saves now, and and that's an Astros record. 26 straight saves. So it is, and he's been brought in win and loss situations when he's, you know, primarily supposed to be used just when he came in the ninth inning of another tie game. And he's been put in that situation quite often. Now, he's one of the best in baseball. He is still one of the best in baseball. The home runs notwithstanding from what he's given up earlier this year. But he was fantastic last night. And he picked up, he's got 26 straight wins, and he picked up the win last night to go to 5-6. He's gotten down to 3.48. Earlier this year, his ERA was up to 4.16 is what I see was the high water mark. 4.15 was the high water mark. Other than, I take that back. When you go back He had an 8.939 ERA, but that was back at the beginning of the season when they really sucked, and he really sucked too. And he had a 9.39, but once you start to get some innings, he has been really, really good. He has been really, really good. So the last time he gave up a three spot in Pittsburgh on the 29th of August, but he gave up six total runs in August. He's given up one hit this month and no runs. And we're already to this is the 15th. One hit this whole month. That's pretty good. In 7 1/3 innings. That's pretty good. So Josh Hader came through. Jeremy Pena came through with a home run. The bats were quiet, which is okay. They've been pretty damn good lately. You're going to get a game like this every now and then. And the Astros win again. The Astros got 8 straight wins now and are taking care of business in the American League, in American League West. So they look like a really good baseball team. They get the day off today, and then they don't have another one until the 3rd of September, which is the day. I was talking about it yesterday. You never see a Tuesday off. Well, the Tuesday that they have off is the day after Labor Day. The only time you see that is the day after Labor Day. Little did I know at the time when I was talking about it. It's the day after Labor Day. So that's the next time. And here comes Justin Verlander to the rescue. Justin Verlander is going to make another start in Sugarland, and then he will hopefully, I think that's the plan, is that he's going to join the rotation after that. And hopefully, they'll probably go with a 6-man rotation. And off we go. And off we go toward down the stretch with a team that is just, that's going to walk away with this division. Walk away with this division. Despite the start that they had, they are going to be a force, and a force in the postseason. Can you believe that? You've got 5 guys in with Garcia. Garcia, I doubt, we'll see if he ever pitches again, this year, rather. They got 5 guys, 5 starters. What team loses 5 starters? Now, I know that the Rangers have lost Gray and Scherzer and DeGrom, but Scherzer and DeGrom are hurt all the time now. Scherzer used to be a horse, not so much of a horse anymore, and DeGrom is never here. DeGrom's never around. So, and by the way, the Astros are overcoming it. The Astros, as much criticized as this minor league system is, for them to be able to withstand what all of these injuries, it's a testament to the guys, not only the guys that they draft, but the guys that they pick up, the Kikuchis as well, but also, you know, that I don't know that I've seen more minor league help for a major league championship contender as I've seen for the Houston Astros. They just a guy after guy after guy that they bring up. Now DeCenzo is making some, and let's not forget when you needed Jake Myers and he came up. When you needed Chaz McCormick, he came up and he did the job. When you needed all of the bullpen guys that came through, the Blancos. Look at Blanco, what he's done through coming through the organization and giving you what he gave you, probably the first half MVP. So this stuff about the Astros, Jeff Luhnow did a hell of a job, and it's been continued nice. And Dana looks like he knows how to pick him too, because that Kikuchi trade, the crap that he took for that Kikuchi trade, now it might be the best pickup, one of the best pickups that we've had. Who's pitched better than Kikuchi that's been picked up by another team? Like, Kikuchi has been awesome. I call him Kikuchi, though.
I know you do that.
Why is this a giant black video?
Well, because the only way I can make sure people can hear you, our camera, at least mine, that's not displaying anything, has to be up. So that's what we're working with right now.
That's it. That's what we're working up, the black screen. Well,
but people
at
can
least,
hear you.
At least Abigail's not there, and we can't see her. Right?
Well, why do you care so much?
No, but Twitch, they get their perv on.
Well,
if Abigail was there, you know the tease that it would be for them?
I feel like the tease is in the fact that no matter if she's on the screen or not, they've got no shot.
Well, I know that. We all know that. I mean, yeah, she's classy. So,
I mean, she didn't even have to be classy. It's just that she's dealing with the worst of the worst. She wouldn't. There's no chance for them. Sorry.
Sometimes girls make mistakes. Okay,
that's true.
Yes.
You can never rule it out.
No.
But generally, women do not respond well to chat room guys.
No, it's not. I don't think specifically. I mean, I don't think it's any chat room guy, but I think specifically this chat room.
Yeah, you can't introduce yourself by their sign-in name and go, "Hey, I'm this guy from Twitch," and think that's going to work. You better pretend you're a completely different person.
Yeah. So sorry about that, Twitch.
But Tuesday we should have the camera worked out. Hopefully before then, and she'll be back.
Oh, she's going to be back Tuesday.
She's going. Yeah. Because
when is your vacation?
It starts the 25th, so she's coming in periodically to figure things out, and then she'll be good to go on the 25th of August.
Well, we'll all be together in studio next week and for a few weeks going forward. So I'll be back in studio, but apparently there is we'll tell you about Mpox, a global health emergency.
Does that mean you can't get on a plane?
Well, I don't know. That this virus is spreading rapidly, and Art thinks it's probably in California now, so stay there. We don't
Okay.
That's like the ugly. Art can't be uglier to me. I can't be nicer to him, and he can't be uglier to me, okay? That happens on a daily basis to me. Here's what else happens on a daily basis is John Clay Wolf takes care of you, my friends. John Clay Wolf will give you more money for your vehicle. John Clay Wolf buys your car. John Clay Wolf says, what? I'll give you more. And if I can't, what? Let's go. And John Clay Wolf is awesome at what he does. John Clay Wolf has built a huge, huge business that does bees. They do bees, not millions, billions a year, okay, in buying and selling. That's ridiculous, that number. How do you get that big? How do you do it? From just coming here and in Dallas, going back and forth, starting up a business where he's buying cars, and now he's doing bees? Are you kidding me? This dude is something. He is special. But here's the deal is, you know why he does it? It's because he just gives you more. There is one place that you have to go. I keep saying this. You have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com if you're going to sell your car because you find out what it's worth. You will go armed to the dealership or CarMax or wherever, and then you go back to John Clay Wolf and say, well, they offered me more, and he'll come back and give you more. Or he'll give you $100 at GiveMeTheVIN.com. There's one place you have to go, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. I was at the Buffalo Wild Wings watching the game, the Astros game, yesterday, Dell. And I'm watching the Yankees play the White Sox. And they were down 2-1 in that game, and it was pretty late. And they manufactured a run, and they scored, and it looked like they were like jumping up and down. Like, and I'm like, y'all are playing the White Sox. Y'all stop already. You're playing the White Sox. Maybe the worst team. The White Sox This team could go down as the worst team in baseball history. Okay, that's how awful this team is. And the big, bad New York Yankees are jumping up and down like the Little League team. Little League
You hate joy in baseball?
No. Well, I hate it when it's the Yankees.
You just hate that they won. You don't really care so much that it's the White Sox. You just don't like the Yankees enjoying anything.
No, you're right.
If the Astros had found a way to avoid getting beat by the White Sox, which they'll have to do coming up here shortly, and it was late and close and they found a way, you wouldn't go biggest win of the season, but like, yes, we won. and let the boys celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
You're right. Yeah.
I know
and you know what John Boy will do? Oh, look at the Astros jumping up and down. We're beating the White Sox. Whatever.
And you want to be a John Boy type?
No, I just want to get him back. You know what I say? Screw John Boy. John Boy is what? John Boy is one of the reasons that the Astros are where they are today in public opinion. Okay, because of his lies, he sits on a throne of lies.
And he I would agree with that.
He smells like beer and sausage.
He grifted his way beer and sausage. He grifted his way into money. And he used it off the back of lies and the back of the poor Astros
yeah.
to find his way into prominence.
Yeah.
He's,
and
a,
Jeff Passan
he's a terrible
was part
person.
Of that, too.
Well, watch yourself.
No. I mean, I can be honest about it. I'm not denigrating him. Jeff Passan, you know what? These holier than thou, all these writers who were holier than thou about the Houston Astros and did not because they were afraid of New York City. And having a New York City hate them, all of them they stuck their heads in the sand, which is typical because they did the same thing with steroids. It's the hypocrisy of baseball writer is well documented, and they couldn't have been bigger hypocrites. But they all piled on because it was the thing to do that day. Let's pile on the Astros, and oh no, they're nothing else. All the evidence of Carlos Beltran walking into that locker room and telling them, y'all ain't doing this right. All of that. Alex Cora. Alex Cora gets suspended for a year, but the Red Sox didn't do it when he got there? Really? The Red Sox didn't do it, though. Okay. When it was a rogue cameraman or whatever he was, mechanic. Yeah, he did it. Alex Cora had no
mechanic.
Idea.
Mechanic.
Whatever he was.
To do the Twitch people a favor, we've got the camera issues set up and ready to go. So you're invited back into the stream.
Is that a favor to them, really?
To get me,
the only one
get me
who
out
likes,
of the full screen. It's a
well,
favor
the
to
only
them.
One who likes to see me on TV is my granddaughter.
Yeah, but they don't want to see me in full screen, so you can join the stream again, and we should be good to go.
Okay, I'm trying to join, and it's not coming up. So.
I sent you a different link.
I know. I did. I hit it, and it's just not. It's not working. So there's nothing we
okay,
can do.
Okay, now it's my turn to be in full screen, I guess.
Oh, yeah, now it's your turn. Well, I am. I hit it. Let's see if it comes through, but it doesn't seem to be. No, it's that circle thing that's just going around and around and around.
This is going great.
Yeah, this is awesome. No, this and it's good radio.
I'll
on top of it.
I'll try again. We'll try to get John in for people watching us on Twitter, Twitch, or YouTube. But are we still having this thing where we discuss what happened, what now, 5 years ago? Isn't it over? Are we not over? We know they're bad people. I've moved on. Their names are mud. I understand, but...
Yeah, well, for whatever reason, I thought of John Boy. Because you said, oh, if New York, if the Astros were... Yeah, and I thought of John Boy. Guess what? Yeah, guess what? That's right. The John Boy sucks, and so does everybody who wrote anything bad about our Astros. And no one would dare. None of those writers would dare go after the New York Yankees. And the Yankees and Red Sox had their watches thing going on. I mean, it's just so hypocritical. I mean, it couldn't have been more hypocritical. So there, I said it. All right, I said it. So there we go. All right, 713-780-3776. You guys can help, seeing as how we're down a man today. Maybe, hopefully, Lance will be able to get in. But if not, no, not a problem. Here we go, 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'll do Houston Powder Coaters here, Dell. Because I want to talk about Robin, and I want to talk about her people. I want to talk about what Houston Powder Coaters does. I was just listening to the spot that we recorded earlier, and it was talking about boat parts. And, you know, boats, if you're out there in the salt water, boats will rust out. And boats parts will rust out. And you want to keep those parts as opposed to replacing them. Well, that's easy. Or you want to paint your anchor the color of your team. How about orange and blue? Or the red, white, and blue, Liberty Red, or whatever it is, whatever they do. Or you could go rocket red, whatever it is, whatever your team is. Maybe it's burnt orange or it's a maroon, whatever the case. Whatever your team colors are, you can paint your anchor or they can paint your boat parts in your team color. Let's do it. Let's go. Your patio furniture, same way. And what they've done for different organizations, sports organizations, for example, the Texans, they did their picnic benches out there. And they're fantastic. And they do all of their work. They do, it's premium. And free pickup and free delivery. And you're going to love working with them because they're the best. So it's going to come out perfect every time. Robin's going to stand behind the work. You got great Google reviews. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Matthew Judon, apparently Matthew Judon, the Texans had some interest in him. So, the Patriots got a third-round pick for Matthew Judon from the Falcons. Matthew Judon on that fast turf, probably going to be... You know what? The Falcons are starting to turn into a dangerous team. Matthew Judon is a bit of a diva, it looks like. So, you know what? You're going to have to placate him, make sure. So, hopefully, they won't have any problems with Matthew Judon. And he'll be okay. Where were you going to put Matthew Judon here? I mean...
Just as a now fourth pass rusher? A sub-package guy? With your two starters, then if you want Danico Autry when he's back, so you have all four of those guys.
So he would be somebody that would be happy playing with the contract that he has, or you're going to have to sign him to a long term deal.
Yeah, I don't know,
because you got Hunter and you got Will Anderson Jr. and already, where's Matthew Judon going to go long term here?
Yeah, the whole point is for him. I want my money. The Texans are going to bring him in and give him money too.
What are the Dolphins were supposed to be the other teams? What do your edges look like?
Well, Jalen Phillips just came off the PUP after tearing his Achilles. Chop Robinson's a first round pick that's going to play a lot. Bradley Chubb probably won't be back for 6 weeks into the season, so they needed a guy. I just don't know, and they have plenty of cap space because of some restructures. I'm not sure it would have been anything than a year rental because of some of their injury concerns. Atlanta feels like a place where they might decide to pay him. Like the Texans and Dolphins feel like teams who would have rented him for a year, and I'm not sure he would have been thrilled with that. But he might have been just, hey, get me out of New England.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I just don't want to be here with these people. Maybe that's it. Listen, New England's a mess, and it's going to take a few years to straighten that thing back up. Bill Belichick left it in total. Who left it worse, Daryl Morey or Bill Belichick?
Well, that's close. I think
that's a close one.
The Patriots' defense, there's still some talent on that team. The Rockets were devoid of really anything. They had veterans who didn't want to be there, and I guess Judon would qualify now too. I think it's pretty close.
I think it's pretty close too. I think it's going to take a while for them to turn it around. And we'll see if they didn't make a big mistake in Drake May. Let's say if they had you as a consultant, Dell, they would have never taken Drake May, and they would have, you know what, maybe the rebuild wouldn't take nearly as long.
Is Drake May 2 years from me, 2 years away from being 2 years away? Is he that bad, John? I think he'll play this year. I don't think he'll play well. I don't think the conditions are good for him to play well. They don't have a great offensive line. Their wide receivers are rookies that they're depending on. It's not a great setup for him.
Well, when you're in mini camps and what you're hanging your hope on is that he was able to drop back and actually not fall down, that's a sign that it's not a good situation. It's just going to take a while. Okay? He
not
needed
to fall
basics.
Down.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky broke down his first snaps in the preseason and credited him for being able to get away from center and hand the ball off.
Well, that's not something you showcase.
Well, that is that. Well, that was no. That was a positive.
Well, he's boom bust. I mean, they would have drafted him if I was a consultant anyway. But I can promise you, I would not have wanted him. Not there. I couldn't believe, frankly, when I watched his tape, and I'm like, this is a guy. It's supposed to be 1-2. It's supposed to be Caleb and Drake. It's supposed to be Caleb Williams and Drake May. This guy is the one that's an automatic 2. I couldn't believe it. And when I came out and said that on Twitter, I took heat from people who had never really paid close enough attention. But if you had watched him, like Dell had just in the conference, you would have seen, wait a minute, this guy by no, because it was being mentioned that Caleb and Drake May were both like on a different level. And I was like, you know, frankly, Jaden Daniels outplayed both of them last year. And so did Bo Nix. They were better than both of those guys. You had J.J. McCarthy's just kind of, you know, still learning. He's some ups and downs. Caleb, a lot of his was self-inflicted by hanging onto the ball forever and things like that. Drake May was the guy that literally has A-plus traits and just can't throw it accurately. He just can't, like, there was just no consistency built up. And for me, when you're the Patriots and you, like, I would have taken Malik Nabers. If I were the Patriots, I would have taken J.J. McCarthy if you really loved his makeup or whatever, and you said, okay, we're going to be a, you know, we're going to have a game manager with, you know, with some really good intangibles. Okay. Because that's what, at one point, Tom Brady was. But I would have Marvin Harrison Jr., Drake May, Malik Nabers, trade back. You know, I thought trade back was a very viable option for them. But instead, you take a chance with that guy. And, like, I get you have to take chances on quarterbacks, but show me one game where he had a flashes like C.J. Stroud against Georgia. Not even close. Not even close. And,
yeah.
You know, C.J. at least had a positive attribute that you need to be a good quarterback. Accuracy. Okay, check. C.J.'s got that. Bryce Young had a lot of check marks there. Jaden Daniels had a ton of check marks that you could go to. Caleb Williams, more so the year before, but you had check marks. Drake May, you're just like, oh, traits. He's big. He's got a big arm. Oh, like Will Levis? Like Anthony Richardson? Cool.
Those were all high picks.
Yeah, but he – yeah, I know. But well, not Levis, but
no.
Richardson was. And we'll see what happens with them. I mean, Drake May does have great makeup, and teams love him, and he's a good leader, and he's smart. There's other things that you like about him, but I'm just glad it's not – I'm glad it's not us, but – it's interesting that I had to just come back. I'm down in the car listening, dealing with a little bit of not feeling like myself, but some of the stuff you guys were saying was just, and sorry, Dell, I'm putting you're by proxy. It's,
what,
you know
you
what,
guys,
if somebody knows about
say?
A crime, if somebody knows about a crime, then they also can be, and they don't report it to the police.
What?
They can also be in,
well,
they can be in trouble.
What did I do?
You're an accomplice.
He is an accomplice.
You're an accomplice. John even said it himself.
I was under
you're
duress.
An accomplice.
I was well. Of
I don't care if you're under
of
duress.
Of course, the guy committing the crime wants to bring someone down with him. Who cares what the criminal says?
But you're
what
an
did
accomplice.
I do?
No, but you probably
you were there.
On.
I didn't egg you on.
You were there when he's like, Abigail's gonna get in the camera. Yesterday, he brought up the phrase "only for fans" while she was actually on the.
He
you don't
do
have
that.
An OnlyFans account. He said that to Abigail.
I remember, yeah.
Out loud.
I said
you were an accomplice.
She doesn't have. And
I know,
was right.
But no one.
And then you pose a
but
question.
But no one posed the idea that she did.
Then you pose a question about whether she would want a house or sex? What?
No,
yes.
It
was
the
news
of the
weird.
I'll show you this survey. There's a survey that says Gen Zers would rather have a house than sex.
And she goes, skip, pass. She already
right.
knew what he was about.
No, I'm telling you.
That's like
a
saying,
real,
you don't beat your wife,
thing.
Do you, John?
You what?
You don't beat your wife, do you, John?
No, I don't beat my wife.
See?
No, it's not.
See, I told you.
It's not that. It's when did you stop beating your wife?
Well, no, I know. That's the tricky. That's
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
That's the.
I never started beating my wife.
But you can't say, you don't have an OnlyFans, do you, female
no,
producer?
I didn't say do you. I didn't see you're putting words. You're adding.
What did you say?
And I said she doesn't have an OnlyFans.
You accused a mechanic of stealing signs in Boston. I don't even know where that comes from, a mechanic.
Whatever he did. No one knows what he did.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He was behind the scenes, and he was the guy who could take the fall and take the whole thing for the entire organization. And now, guess what? They rehired
him.
Paid him millions of dollars.
I'm with Dell. I think I'm done with John Boy stuff. I'm mad enough. I've been mad. I've said it for years now. I don't like what's happened with Altuve, but I'm done. Like
Because of John Boy, Jose Altuve doesn't go to All-Star games anymore.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that actually
is true, but maybe Jose Altuve needs rest. Because you know what? He's not going All-Star games. What did he hit last year?
Yeah, he was at 300 again.
What did he hit this year?
Yeah, he's hitting 300.
Okay, never go to another All-Star game, Tuve.
That's true. Yeah,
he's resting, and what happens to him? Hits 300, having incredible years. And by the way, the one that I almost jumped in on was that is scary how – that is scary, the comparison to the Patriots to Daryl Morey. Belichick and Morey, they both had good runs, but then, like, and Daryl actually did leave you with one commodity, which was the one that he babied forever, which was James. It did bring you first-round draft picks, but which I think that's actually a really good question. I don't know who left
picks
it.
That had you in the worst team in basketball for a three-year stretch.
Well, get ready for a Patriot run that is going to be unforgettable.
Yeah, right. No,
the Patriots aren't going to be good here. The idea that Belichick and Morey, that actually is very close.
It's brilliant.
Because
thank you.
All right, relax.
I didn't say it was brilliant. What I said was
someone said that. I don't know who it was.
Well, the streets are saying it, but
yeah.
But all I know is that Belichick, you know, had a really good run that also had championships. So he'll be beloved by his hometown fans forever. I'm not sure about Morey. I think Morey over time, Rockets fans will like the way he left. It was just it's not the same. A GM and a coach are not the same. A coach is always going to be more beloved than a GM, or always going to have more fans than a GM. But the Patriots roster is in that kind of shape. Now, I'd say 7 rounds of a draft and free agency, I think they can come back quicker than the Rockets. It's hard when you go down to the studs as a basketball team. I mean, you got to hit quick on your lottery picks. And I would say they've hit more, I guess, than the Pistons have. The Pistons got good players, and they still haven't even. They're still in the doldrums.
Good organization, that Pistons organization.
Oh, man, the best.
They're doing things right.
Yeah, they are.
Well, all right, we got to break it here. Stay on. See, how did you notice, too, that we stayed on time?
I come back. For well, no, 7:16 is when you got out the first break.
No, well, guess what? We got it back on track. Now we're back on track again. Lance is here with us in studio on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and he's talking Underdog.
I'm going to talk about Underdog Fantasy because it's the football season, right? Well, it's right around the corner. We got baseball season. You can play Underdog Fantasy baseball. You can play daily fantasy every day. You can use baseball as part of your pick'em challenge. But did you know right now that Underdog Fantasy has upped the max that you can win on the pick'em challenge? It went from 200 times to 325 times your original play. What you have to do is pick between 2 and 5 players, and then you go higher or lower than a particular stat. So in football, it could be, you know, Stephon Diggs lower than 7.5 catches, and then you could go Derrick Henry higher than 91.5 yards rushing. And you do that, and there are times they're going to have scorchers, which are going to be harder to earn, but that's what is the multiplier. That's what elevates your payout. So you go between 2 and 5, and if you hit, you win. You win real money. It's a lot of fun to watch because while you're watching these games, you're playing along with them, right? So when you watch a game, you're watching your player, and you're hoping he goes higher or lower on the statistic. And if you win all of them, you have a chance to win big money. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas. And when you use the promo code Lance, you're going to get a deposit bonus, and you are going to get basically a gimme pick. They're going to give you a pick that is deeply discounted, which is basically going to be your first pick'em is going to be a win. So make sure that you go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. Make sure you call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to nspgambling.org if you feel like you have a problem.
Network, ESPN.
97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here in ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Dell with you here. So you didn't get to talk at all about the Astros. And, you know, you're going to have some of those nail-biters, even against a bad baseball team. They had a nail biter against the Tampa. Tampa hasn't quit on that city. It's not like the White Sox. I mean that team is just awful. Tampa has not quit, but the Astros went there and they took care of business against some good pitching. Tampa's always going to have good pitching. They do such a good job of finding talent. They can't put together anything offensively. And the Astros took care of that business yesterday. I thought Josh Hader was heroic yesterday. I thought him coming out.
I heard the first segment. Boy, you are.
I'm all
Josh
in,
Josh Hader, heroic. I don't even know is a strong enough phrase for what right. you had to say about Josh Hader.
Right.
It's weird. 26 saves in a row, and I feel like, man, I've seen this guy screw up so many times. Well, how is this possible?
Well, and it's always when he's coming in a tie game or a non-save situation. He doesn't. He's got 26 straight saves.
That just seems impossible, based on the games I've watched him play and see him. No, I mean I recognize the saves. I know he's got plenty of saves. It just seems like 26 in a row. I feel like, man, none of those screw ups were with a lead, but believe it or not, it's true. And so, and he did a good job yesterday. That was a really good job of shutting the door with the man on second. Astros just weren't giving up hits. The Rays weren't giving up hits. This is one of those games where they were headed into, what were we in, the eighth? There were three total hits in the game.
Yeah.
In the eighth, there were three total hits in the game, and bullpens did their job. Chaz, it's to the point now where Chaz is just going to have to get the old Jake Myers treatments. It's Freaky Friday. Every year, one guy becomes the other guy. So it's just like, this is Chaz's year to suck. He won't be on the playoff roster if the Astros make the playoffs. I don't see how you can. Like, I'm not sure how you keep Chaz McCormick on a playoff roster. Like, God, he is terrible.
You know, he's awful. But what do you got? What else you got?
Well, Dubon.
Well, Dubon is going to be. I mean, you.
Well, he's
know,
not
you,
a starter.
Well, I mean,
let's just call it Jake Dubon. You're going to have.
Well, when Kyle Tucker comes back, Tucker, is there, who yeah. you is are you going to keep DeCenzo and? And send Chaz.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I doubt he's going to get enough at bats for the Astros to feel really great about him. But maybe not. I guess maybe Chaz will be on the bench.
Yeah, I mean,
in case
I don't know
he
how
needs
put him
to
in the games.
Pinch run, or I guess maybe be a defensive. I'd rather have Chaz in outfield than Jake. Chaz has a better arm. I guess maybe Chaz could come in for Jake as a defensive replacement at some point.
Yeah.
How are you playing him?
As a defensive replacement.
I mean, I guess there may not be a roster. Maybe there's just not a, you know, you don't really have a Hensley this year. You don't really have a guy in the minors that's bouncing back and forth that you would keep ahead of him. So maybe he will make it just out of pure luck of the roster not being as deep this year.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no Abreu anymore. So that's one of the roster spots that's open.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I
Do you
don't
miss
know
Montero? Tell the truth.
I don't miss Montero at all.
Yeah, me either.
Do you know how many Calebs we have, though, right now in our bullpen? How many? This has to be the most in baseball history.
Do we have two?
We have two Calebs.
Yeah, we do have two Calebs now.
I think one's with a K and one's with a C. So I don't know that that's a – but there's two Calebs. I don't know
– Ferguson spells it the right way.
I don't know that – what's the right way?
With a C?
No, with a K.
Oh, is Caleb the K?
He's a pitcher. Roger Clemens named all his kids, started all their names with a K.
Wait, is Caleb with a K?
Caleb is with
it
a K. One
both.
Of them.
What do you mean it can be
K
both?
K or C.
What do you mean it can be no both?
Because right Caleb way. Ort is with a K.
Yeah.
So it's K or C. You never met a Caleb Williams with a C.
I know. No, but what I'm saying is Caleb Ferguson spells his the right way with a C.
And then Caleb Ort spells it, I guess, the wrong way with the K.
Yeah. Okay. Well, John confused me. He goes, no, he doesn't. It's with a K. He's a pitcher. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, pitchers, they get Ks. What's wrong with you?
No, he spells with a C the right way.
If you want your kid to be great, okay.
Okay, how many of those, how many of Raj's kids came up and became great?
Oh, how many of your kids played in the major leagues?
Same amount as, well, Roger had some played majors.
Yeah, he's got kids that played in the major leagues, not you. You know
none
of that.
Not putting a K for Caleb doesn't make you any better.
I didn't realize this. Hader has 26 saves. What was the date of his first save?
What was the date of Josh Hader's first save?
First save.
Well, it took a little while. The date of his first save, because he didn't get off to a good start at all. I would say like April 20th. I don't know, 21st?
Yeah, it was right around there. It was June 21st.
Wait, no way.
Yeah.
He didn't get his first save until June 21st?
Save one against Baltimore, a 14-11 game.
Wait. You know it goes April, May, June.
Yeah, and the end of June, save one.
No, that's not true.
He had.
Well, we weren't winning a lot.
He had
either.
17 holds already.
You remember how we
were
zero
saves?
Right, we weren't winning a lot. You were having a lot of tie games. Right. You were having a lot of, and then when we did win, there were some games that weren't eligible for saves. But June 21st was his first save.
Yeah, he had 8. He had 17 holds, 2 blown saves. Before he, and June 21st was his first save.
What? I'm looking at his game logs right now. It says his first April 19th.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It did take a while, but it was April 19th.
I'm looking at Brian Abreu. Brian Abreu didn't
get
his first save.
What are we doing?
Oh, no. Okay.
See why I had to come up? And
I
I'm
went
like,
up
April
to the top. No, I was looking at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, almost. June 21st.
No,
like,
that was
wait,
Brian
what?
Abreu. That was I was looking at his stats and Brian Abreu's, and I had Brian Abreu's
butt crack stats.
No, it was Brian Abreu's stats, not butt crack stats.
Yeah, it took a while longer than we would have liked.
Thank God Dell was double checking it.
Late April.
Here he is. I can't believe though that he doesn't have. He had his blown save before the day before he got his first save, and he hasn't had a blown save since. Even though he's got losses, he doesn't have a blown save.
Hold on, even I'm wrong. It's April 7th. April 7th against the Rangers. That was his first save.
That was his first save.
Yes. I was looking at Brian Abreu.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had both pages up, and I was looking at Brian Abreu. I apologize.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. But that would have been amazing.
Do you know my kids were cracking on me? Sebastian and Mason were laughing because you and John, I'll never forget when y'all got fooled by one of those bot accounts they put out. I can't remember what it was. They said we were going on and on about some kind of fake quote about it was a butt crack thing, but it was a they say it's a AI bot account, and my kids to this day won't let me live that down. You guys did a whole segment on something that was fake, that was a troll account. I'm like, big deal. We're in a Hall of Fame. That's how you get there. Is you just roll with those punches.
We did it. So what? Guess what?
We almost did a whole segment on a faulty save count for Josh Hader.
I was on the wrong page. I wasn't on Butt Crack Sports. I was just on the wrong page, okay? That's all.
I can't believe because we've had issues. We've gone a whole hour without celebrating great news in the history of United men's soccer.
So what do you think about him?
I think...
First of all, tell everyone what you're talking
about. The U.S. has agreed to a deal with Mauricio Pochettino. He's an Argentine. He coached at Chelsea. At least he is claiming Argentinian nationality. But he...
Means German.
Some Italians probably escaped there, too. He coached at Chelsea, PSG, he coached Neymar, Mbappe, and Messi on the same team. He coached at Tottenham, so he is the name brand coach people would be excited about. He does play a brand of – he does coach a brand of soccer that may not fit the profile of this team. He likes offense. He likes to play an attractive brand, which is something Berhalter tried to implement too, maybe to his own detriment, because sometimes you got to realize who your what your talent level is. But it's the hire that, if we're talking about big money, they invested, they went after the name that everyone's going to recognize and command respect. It ticks all the boxes, and what he does do is improve places when he gets there, because Tottenham, before he got there, wasn't finishing in the top four of the Premier League. When he got there, they were, and then now that he's gone, they don't. Chelsea, in his time there, he just left. They improved under him as far as the standings in the Premier League, so he does improve rosters. Now, this is probably the least talented roster he's had, because those are all-star rosters of players from different countries, but they hit all the marks that you would ask for. They stayed away from some MLS coach that wouldn't get the fan base excited. So at least they're going to win the press conference.
Well, what about, is there anything we should look for him in terms of his style or being an Argentine coach or coaching over in, you know, PSG? Like, is there anything that we should look for that will be different than Berhalter?
You should look for improvement from players. That is what one of his calling cards.
Well, we could use that.
And he's not a guy who's going to be friends with them. If he has something to say, it's going to be very direct and maybe even harsh. But he's not going to try to curry favor with players to keep the job. They're going to pay him a lot of money to make this team as good as they can be for this World Cup, which is very important. So you're probably going to get a different approach to player management. But as I said, players, once they play with him, improve. So that is something to look to.
Well, let's see. We'll find out in a hurry, won't we?
Well, their first game is September 7th. I think he should be ready to go by then against Canada, whether they have their top team, because the European leagues will begin this weekend, at least the Premier League will. So there'll be a question of whether they'll have their top players. But we'll see him relatively quickly and what he has for our national team.
All right, 713-780-3776. Justin Van Sant said, I was just telling everyone around the water cooler that Josh Hader didn't have his first save until June 21st.
That's why
it made me look like an idiot.
He had to step in quick.
Does that mean I look like an idiot? No, it doesn't. It means you were just on the wrong page, Justin. All right?
No, stop. Justin wasn't.
Justin wasn't. No,
he wasn't on the wrong page.
All you have to do is, I was on the wrong page.
He was on the wrong show.
Brian Abreu's page. Okay? That's all. He was listening to the wrong
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you're coming here for facts, baseball facts?
No.
You're on the wrong show.
Sorry. Sorry, person. Sorry, Justin Van Sant. Go sing a song. You don't have a water cooler. You're a singer. Beat it, Justin Van Sant.
You're in the studio. Maybe around the studio, there might be a water cooler.
They don't have no water coolers in studios. Well,
by the way, I'm going to be out of the studio doing the show tomorrow because I got it right after the show. I'm supposed to ride with Alec back to college. And so I was going to have Ryan LeShane bring in hamburgers and French fries.
So you screwed yourself. You.
Yeah, and I can't now. I just realized, holy crap, I don't want you just to have them, Dell.
Well,
so I'm going to make sure and cancel that.
Do we do it when I'm back, next Friday?
Well,
the point is LeShane's idea to do it when you weren't in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was his.
You're all bad. You're
he said,
all
bleep that scumbag.
Oh, Ryan Jomboy. Okay.
He said, bleep that scumbag.
Well, Ryan Jomboy.
He's always asking for French fries from everyone. He wants free fries. I'll give him free fries when he's not there. And I said,
Don't worry.
Do it. Do it. Come in Friday. And I'm like, hey, wait.
It doesn't have to be Friday or next week. John's going to be out of here in 3 weeks anyway. Just do it then.
Yeah.
Just have reschedule it.
Well, we do have Houston Restaurant Week, too. So
yeah, we got that. It is going on right now. We want you to go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Find that restaurant.
Saturday, we're already going. Me and Solis and our better hazard. Well, we're either going to – he picked up two reservations. One at either Hugo's or at Roost. We're going to try – I've been to Hugo's before, never tried Roost. So we're gonna check those. It's a little tough sometimes if you wait too late on getting something on a Saturday during Houston Restaurant Week. It can be a little challenging.
Yep. No, I get that. All right, break
those
in
are
here.
Two good restaurants, so I'm glad.
John Daspit, I'll bet, could get in.
John Daspit, well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he'd probably make his reservations in advance. But John Daspit texted me yesterday, last night. I just saw it this morning about – he had a baseball text about Dubon coming through in the clutch, and he had sent a YouTube video. He is a big sports fan, huge sports fan. He listens to the show, has for years and years. We'll go back and listen to every day. He's got it queued up so he gets to listen to all 3 hours of the show. And that's one of the reasons he's a supporter of the show. He's been a listener forever. But also because he knows there are a lot of listeners, lawyers, judges who listen to the show. And he wants his message out there. John's going to passionately pursue justice for the injured. Anyone who's gone against him understands that. Any judge who's been in a court with him understands that. Any clients who have been with John Daspit understand that. He's going to overturn every stone, make sure every bit of your medical bills and ancillary expenses are paid, whether it's you missed 2 days off of work, you missed 2 months off of work, maybe it's your physical therapy, maybe you've got to get a brace for your knee or a surgery coming up. He's going to make sure and uncover everything, x-rays, MRIs, everything that has to be done to make sure you don't pay a penny for the injuries you sustained because of the negligence of others at the workplace, on the roadways, or really, frankly, anywhere. John Daspit is that guy, and he will get you a very strong settlement for your pain and your suffering as well, because that should matter to the other side, and usually it doesn't. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.